It's Going Over with Joe Roderick and me. I'm Andy Hanselman from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
And a good morning to you on this Sunday. Welcome on in. It's Going Over on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I am Joe Roderick, Andy Hanselman, getting settled in to today's radio program with a two-thirds of our cast back at the Archview Flooring Studios, Matt Grover and Giamatti on the board back there as well. Cardinals win yesterday over the Pirates, have an early start time today. They win by the score of 4-0, and we'll have plenty to talk about from that game as well. Grove, I feel like I'm stepping on toes here with a lot of stuff that you have in the corner coming up an hour from now. That's Grover's Corner, sponsored by Tanner Law, because not only are the Cardinal lineups already out, but we also know that Roger Federer has won Wimbledon, his 19th major in his in the history of Roger Federer. So I feel like at your second hour, your Grover's Corner, the second hour is going to be a lot of recap.
It'll be a recap of the first hour. You know, to give Andy a chance to catch up on all that he missed.
Right.
Yeah, he just obviously just won. We were sitting here, we had on in studio, and I was right before our lovely theme music here and intro started. I looked up and
I really feel
they
like Andy needs to redo the voiceover for that to match. I mean, maybe it's fine. I don't know if the voice matches the music now. I feel like maybe the music kind of outshines Andy's work as the voiceover.
We want them to complement each other.
Yeah. Right. Like all the other ones, like they were fine. Some of the other intros that we've had in the past have been fine. The what was it, Robbie Williams,
yes,
that I used to use?
Let me entertain you.
Mm-hmm. God, that one still. I think that one's more of a favorite than this one.
I don't know. This one's strong, but this one has. The
I found
unique
a remix.
Quality.
I found a remix of something of a song called "Let Me Entertain You" to a show that we referred to as "Entertaining a City."
Right, and it worked so perfectly.
It really did.
And, like, we did all kinds of weird stuff. Like, for a while, obviously, John Marasek, who you do the podcast with, hosted this show with you. And then he left, and you just had, like, a parade of co-hosts, which I believe led to Andy and Scott Stout taking over those roles. Took two
then
guys
Willie,
to replace.
Willie,
yes, and then
Willie
Springer, green seats there at the end. But we would have, like, the censor over John Marasek's name, which is kind of like what we did at Crack Slippers back in the old 1380 The Fan 2 days, Sports Radio 1380, when I guess it was Dave Klein's name got X'd over in Crack Slippers. So.
Yeah. Do you remember when they told me to make like 15-second, 30-second promos for the show?
I do. You turned them into WWE spots. Like, you used Ryback and, like, I just remember I'd be running the board, and all of a sudden I'd hear, like, the Feed Me More music. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
My favorite was we used, was it Brodus Clay?
Oh, the Somebody Call My Mama?
Yes, the Funkasaurus. And the song was Somebody Call My Mama. And in the theme we said, I believe it was call your aunt, call your grandma, but definitely call your mama and tell them that we're on from 6 to 8.
We have to have these somewhere. The audio of these has to be around somewhere, doesn't it? Is your old Entertaining a City website is no more, isn't it?
No, that's no more. But I'm sure that they are, you know what, I have an idea. Well, no, that we wouldn't have played them in there, though.
No, we wouldn't have played them over at 920, and they wouldn't have played.
No, we would have played them in 13. We would have played them back in the day at 1380.
And that was before it went to gender-specific radio, so I'm not sure what became of all of that.
I have a feel, I mean, I'm sure we could find them. Like, I feel like that's something if we need someone like J-Boy to track down. I'm sure we could find it. I'm sure there is audio of that somewhere. I don't know if I have it in emails. I don't think I have it in emails. I don't know. I'm sure I could find that somewhere. But man, if I could.
What was the name of the show? I could look it up.
Was it the Joe Roderick show
on Sports Radio 1380? God, and that then was back, the Fan too.
Yeah, Giamatti, that was back in like 2013 though.
Yeah, you're going to be hard pressed to find these because these weren't actual show audio. These were the teasers that played in between shows. So yeah. Like you'd be listening to like Rob Raines and BJ Raines at like 1 p.m, and then you'd hear Joe Roderick telling you to call your mom and listen to Joe Roderick show it. From 6 to 8 on.
Mm-hmm.
Or from 6 to 7 if it wasn't daylight savings time, you know, right when the lights
right.
were completely dark or the light went down and the sun.
Or the many things that we would get bumped for.
Yes. Umzel basketball coming at you.
I'm scrolling through emails right now. I'm looking through going into 2000. I'm in 2014 now. I just searched the word promo and hoping to find it somewhere. Within that, I do want to make mention of the fact that next week, actually the next 2 weeks, Andy and I will be doing the show out at golf courses. We will, we'll be doing that over the next 2 weekends. I'm not sure next weekend. I know we will be at Belk Park the next 2 weekends, or next weekend, I should say, on either Saturday or Sunday, Belk Park out in Wood River. And Andy and I are going to be playing about 9 holes or so before the show goes on the air. And I know that we had some listeners yesterday ask if they could play along with us. So follow along on Twitter throughout the week at Joe Roderick. And I might post something on the fan page as well to give you an opportunity to maybe play with us. Play 9 holes with us, and then maybe just go play your final 9 on your own while Andy and I are doing the show. But I will, I'm going to work that out with them this week and get some people to come out and play with us out on the golf course next week. So we will be working on that over the weekend. And, guys, I think I might have found these. There's a good chance.
Oh.
That awesome. I might have found these. I am looking right now to see what I have. I do have attachments I'm seeing in emails back from February of 2013. So this is big news right now. This is
the second hour of the show, isn't it?
It very well could be. I'm trying to figure out what exactly. Oh my, yeah. Yeah, this very well could be it. So we have something to look forward to, at least during the commercial break, and figure that out. John Paul Morosi of MLB and Fox had an interesting tweet this morning, and I know that I retweeted it, but when you dig a little deeper into it, it really says a lot, and it also says very, very little, all in 140 characters. John Morosi, 42 minutes ago, tweets, STL Cards interested in Marlins outfielders, but no sign yet that Miami will deal Stanton, Ozuna, or Yelich this month.
If you're the Cardinals at this point, could you go wrong with any of those three? Obviously, Stanton's the big fish, bad pun, very much not intended, but Yelich and Ozuna are both nice lands. For this team right now, especially with their riddled injuries, all three of their outfielders have been hurt, and Tommy Pham's always just one tweak or something away from landing on the DL, as we've seen. So
this year, though, I will say that Tommy Pham, and that was something I wanted to talk about later on in the show, has just been absolutely outstanding this year. Had 3 extra base hits yesterday, doubles yesterday in the game. It went 3 for 3 in the game yesterday. I look at this. Okay, Giancarlo Stanton, 27. Marcelo Ozuna is 26. And Christian Yelich is 25. I look at the options here, and I think it's been documented that if a team were to go out and pick up Giancarlo Stanton, they would have to pay the contract, but they would have to give up less as far as players go.
Right.
But in a case of Marcell Ozuna, whose contract is not anything like that. Right now, Marcell Ozuna is up for arbitration in 2018. And then in his earliest free agency is 2020. So you have him under control for a few years. Christian Yelich, the details on his contract, he is due a lot of money for in the future, $7 million in 18, $9.75 million in 19, $12.5 million in 20, $21 million, do $14 million and $15 million in 2022. He does have buyouts that are a buyout option before that 2022 season, but Christian Yelich does have a lot of money coming to him in the deals as well. I wonder what kind of prospects they would want back for that. It does seem like dumping Christian Yelich's contract is something that a team would be looking forward to doing in a salary dump, where Marcell Ozuna is maybe one that you can actually build around and keep for cheap if you are looking for, but then Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, that's just you're looking at dropping all sorts of money with that.
There's another layer on the Giancarlo Stanton thing. Obviously, if you pay all of that contract, you don't have to give up as many prospects, you would assume, but doesn't he have an out clause? Wouldn't you need some sort of guarantee, or wouldn't that hinge on that? Like, if you can guarantee he will stay with you through the duration of that contract, or at least not leave at his out clause, whether you rework that or something and push it back like 2 or 3 years or something, I guess is to be determined. But he does have that escape clause. Is it kicking after next year, I believe?
Grabbing his deal, actually, that was the only contract I didn't have up because I just knew the money on that was...
But he had a chance to back out of that deal, too.
Right.
The way Jason Hayward, I think, can back out after next year, which I think at this point, never going to happen.
He may opt out following the 2020 season.
Ah, there you go.
So he is due $9 million this year. He's due $14 million next year, then $25, $26, $26. And then if he doesn't opt out, it goes 29, 29, 32, 32, 32, 29, 25, and then 25.
That's a lot of money, but when you have that TV deal coming in, and for how old he is and what he can bring to your lineup, I mean, he instantly changes that lineup. Then everything else can sort of fall into place.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be the one guy that would be available. I mean, obviously, you know, assuming guys like Trout and Harper aren't available, that you would probably consider trading Alex Reyes for. Even then, I'd still be like, I don't want to do this.
No.
I'm not saying I wouldn't trade Alex Reyes for Josh Donaldson, a 32-year-old that's in the last year of his deal or approaching the end of his deal. If you trade him, you're going to trade him for a proven commodity that you have control over for a while.
I just, you see Morosi tweeting out something like that, and it does, you know, it will get a fan base, I think, a little excited with that as well. I think Marcell Ozuna with the money and the power does make it pretty exciting. Already 23 home runs this year. He had 23 last year. You thought he was a power threat last year. Already 23 home runs this year. Where Christian Yelich, looking at some of his numbers too, as he has 8 home runs on the year, hit 21 in last season. How are the Marlins not a better team? I think that's one of the things when you look at it, you just have to get angry about how bad of a team they are.
Pitching? I mean, without looking at their roster right now and seeing their rotation, I mean, obviously they don't have Jose Fernandez, that's a big loss.
It's a similar situation, I think, to the Cardinals. And, you know, how losing a guy like Oscar Tavares kind of changed the organization.
I mean, that's something that molded you or shaped you will have a ripple effect for years. You can't just replace that bat. They tried with Hayward. He was great for 2015, but he never quite was the power threat. He was more of what you have, I guess. He was a good defender, but he was a guy that was going to hit you 15, maybe 20, drive in 65 to 75, 280 guy. I mean, you had a whole lineup of him, but you didn't have that one guy in the lineup, that role that Tavares was supposed to have.
We will discuss this coming up later on in the show. Also talk about Tommy Pham's recent hot streak. Lineup's already out for today as well. Andy Hansman joining us too on the show. Good morning, Andy.
Well, good morning, everybody.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
I was out a little too late last night.
Yeah, you were at a wedding reception, huh?
I was.
What kind of open bar they have?
Oh, just draft beer.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
Yeah, so that's I had a little bit of a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to go to the bar across the street from the house.
Oh.
Afterward, actually just me, Claire, and Corey.
So, yeah.
Kelly was sleepy.
Grove wants to know if anybody came over and fed your dogs or let them out last year.
Joe was supposed to, but he didn't do it.
I was told of this around like 9, 10 o'clock last night that it was my job to do so.
Mrs. Hanselman really laid into him.
Yeah. So no, I think it was more Mrs. Hanselman's daughter that she's the one that gets protective over how long the dogs are home alone. Right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
If they're home alone for like more than 2 hours, oh my God, you gotta go let the dogs out. No. They're fine. I promise they're fine.
They're dogs.
They're dogs. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So we will discuss Tommy Pham and more of the Cardinals situation as well.
And play some old promos, I heard.
We're trying to find some of the old promos. If I can find them, we are definitely going to play the old promos. We also have the movies of the 90s, that list I
Yeah, that you teased yesterday.
Yeah, we have that as well. Coming up on Going Over, it's 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, Inside.